from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. European leaders are trying to overcome their differences. European leaders are coming up with a plan to handle the large numbers of migrants seeking a better life in Europe. Angry migrants today heckled police at a Hungary train station. Hundreds, maybe thousands of others were forced off trains in Hungary. They believed were bound for Germany, but instead some reportedly headed for refugee camps. Red Cross spokesman in Budapest, Stephen Ryan, speaks with VOA.
There are families and individuals, people from countries such as Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria that simply wants to find safety and security for their families in countries where they can see a future. The situation in these train stations is extremely difficult. There is a lack of sanitation for the people that are there. There isn't enough food available for them. A train station is simply not set up to be able to host a large population of people. It's simply not designed for that. The authorities themselves are frustrated and challenged in how they can manage this population movement.
The 3-year-old migrant Syrian boy, whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank, has been identified. The toddler, his 5-year-old brother, and mother were from Kobani. They were among 12 Syrians who drowned when their migrant boat sank after leaving Turkey for the Greece island of Kos. The father survived. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, President Obama welcomed Saudi King Salman to the White House today. The talks between President Obama and the king come as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials today whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. The meeting comes almost a month after peace talks broke down. This is VOA News. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations are in Kabul today for a 2-day regional conference to discuss ways of rebuilding Afghanistan's finances. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The meeting, known as Rekab, comes as unemployment rises in Afghanistan, adding to its security challenges. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai emphasized the need for enhanced regional economic and transportation cooperation.
Our engagement with our partners should not be perceived as opposing the interest of another partner.
Karzai did not name any country, but was apparently responding to concerns that India and neighboring Pakistan are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence security-related matters, though both the rival nations deny the impression. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as a court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned on Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, named for wiretap telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a party pledge on Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not to run as a third-party candidate.
The best way for the Republicans to win is if I win the nomination and go directly against whoever they happen to put up. And for that reason, I have signed the pledge.
Mr. Trump signed the pledge during a meeting with Republican Party Chairman Rance Priebus. In the first Republican debate last month, Mr. Trump was the only contender on stage who refused to pledge to support the eventual nominee and the only one not to rule out a third-party bid. A U.S. federal judge in the central state of Kentucky on Thursday ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after she refused an order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permit, saying it violates her religious beliefs. In the meantime, 5 of her 6 deputy clerks say they will carry out the judge's ruling or face jail time themselves. Only one deputy clerk, Davis's son, says he will refuse. The white man accused of murdering 9 people at a historical African-American church in the U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina, will face the death penalty. 21-year-old Dylan Roof faces multiple charges, including 9 counts of murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, and a weapons charge for the June 17th shooting. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.